Will the Wichita economy catch the coronavirus?
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Welcome to The Range, stories about where we live and the people who live here. I'm Tom Schein. Coming up, how vulnerable is the local economy to the coronavirus? And do you ever hear bells in downtown Wichita? We track down the source. But first, let's get down to business with these headlines. Kansas lawmakers are discussing legislation that would allow college athletes to sign endorsement deals while still in school. The NCAA, under pressure, has backed the idea, although it is still drawing up its guidelines. So how much endorsement money is out there? Well, consider Zion Williamson, the NBA's number one draft pick. He signed a $75 million shoe contract before ever playing a pro game. Textron Aviation has climbed aboard the renewable energy bandwagon. The company has signed an agreement with Evergy to use wind energy to power its plants in Wichita and Independence, Kansas. Much of that wind will come from the Soldier Creek Wind Farm near Manhattan, which is scheduled to open this year. And here are some of the latest Kansas export numbers. The state had $11.6 billion in exports last year, up slightly over 2018. Mexico, Canada, Japan, China, and Germany remain the state's five largest trading partners. New to the top 10 this year, Brazil. We know for individuals, the coronavirus can cause a fever, cough, and trouble breathing. We know less about the symptoms for businesses. Here to talk about how the virus may affect Wichita's economy is KMEW Stephen Basaha.
Hi, Tom.
So far, we haven't had a major corona outbreak in Kansas. If we manage to keep it that way, will we avoid much of the economic impact that's hurting other parts of the country?
Unfortunately, not. As you mentioned earlier, we have $11 billion in exports from other countries. We had an Engage ICT panel about the coronavirus. George Diener, a world environmental historian at Wichita State University, pointed out that we are a more global trade-driven society than even just 20 years ago.
The disruptions are because we are so closely intertwined in ways big and small that something that breaks those chains for an extended period of time really have extensive economic impacts.
And beyond trade, there's also this factor of consumer confidence, which has already taken a big hit last month in Kansas, according to Creighton University.
You visited Textron Aviation this week. What steps are they taking to deal with the virus?
Like a lot of companies, they're encouraging, instead of meetings, more online alternatives like video chatting. I spoke with Stephanie Harder, Textron's communications director, about this. She also said they're cutting down on business travel.
If it's not a business essential trip, you know, it's a good time to take a step back and question if that is something that can be done again virtually with technology or something that can happen a different way.
Well, the Wichita economy is already taking a pretty good sized hit from the grounding of the 737 MAX. Is the coronavirus going to be like a double whammy on that?
I called Wichita State's Center for Economic Development and Business Research, and they said essentially we already took the hit for the grounding of the 737. Our aviation trade has already dropped, and it's not likely to drop much further because of the coronavirus. Ultimately, the biggest factor here for the Wichita economy is what's going to happen on the top level, the federal level, how they respond to this, and how good a job they do at calming markets and raising consumer confidence back up.
Stephen, thank you. Now, go wash your hands.
Will do, Tom. Thank you.
If you've been in downtown Wichita at just the right time, you may have heard this sound before. It's the Bloomfield Carillon, and it's only heard about eight times a year. But as KMEW's Luann Stevens tells us in this month's Hidden Kansas, the noontime concerts have been a Wichita tradition for more than half a century.
The Bloomfield Carillon is at the top of the Wichita Sedgwick County Historical Museum. It's an electric carillon. The speakers are high in the museum's tower, 170 feet, and the keyboard is at the top floor, hidden from the public eye and only accessible by a steep flight of stairs. The room is full of pipes and electrical conduits, and the heating and air conditioning system is loud. Today's performance is by Associate Professor Lynn Davis, Robert L. Towne Distinguished Professor of Organ at Wichita State, who's studying the computer screen and the keyboard settings. This version of the Carillon is new, just installed last year.
This is a way upgraded system to what we had before, which was just two keyboards for bells only. Here we have a real organ console with stops, sounds for the organ keyboards, and for the feet, the pedal board.
The new system can play organ repertoire as well as bells. The original Carillon was donated to the city in 1958 by aviation pioneer Sam Bloomfield. When the new system was put in last year, the museum was able to add new speakers on the side of the building overlooking a small enclosed park, Heritage Square. Eric Kale is the executive director of the Historical Museum.
So now you can come to the museum, go out into Heritage Square, find a nice park bench, and listen there.
And listening in Heritage Square is an entirely different experience. Traffic and wind sounds are muffled, and the music echoes slightly off the surrounding buildings. It's peaceful and beautiful, with a fountain, a gazebo, and lush plantings giving the space a courtyard feel. And also empty. On this mild winter afternoon, I'm the only person here. It isn't easy for the museum to get the word out about the concerts. They rely on word of mouth and social media. Both Eric Hale and Lynn Davis think the numbers are growing, but there's a lot of room for them to grow more. Davis says it's also about education. People hear the words organ or classical, and they're put off. But if they listened, they might be surprised.
Classical music doesn't mean boring music. It means it's timeless. You can have classical jazz. You can have classical rock. And the only thing is that it means it has come through time and is still a favorite with those who listen to it.
You'll have a chance to listen to it in a few weeks. The next Carillon concert is Friday, April 10th. I'm Lou Ann Stevens.
Hidden Kansas explores intriguing spots across our state. To see photos of the Bloomfield Carillon, go to KMUW.org. And one last thing. Talk about March sadness. The NCAA has canceled the men's basketball tournament because of the coronavirus. So no Selection Sunday, no Final Four, no pep bands, no bragging at the office about how you knew Liberty would beat Mississippi State. We will miss our one shining moment. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show was produced by Stephen Basaha, Nadia Fo, and Lou Ann Stevens. Torn Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW NPR for Wichita.